Okay, Paul, I've got something to say at the start here.
Yeah?
I'm waiting for you to do something hilarious. You always do.
Uh-oh.
It's a cold open speciality you have. Brilliant. You do something brilliant, okay? And I listen, okay? We're all supporting you to do something. Just a brilliant improvisation, like those original ones you always do. And
go on.
I've got a joke that I made up today.
I could do you a joke. I put it on Twitter. It was quite successful. Shall I do it here?
Sure.
Is that as a joke?
Right, I'm waiting.
So I do it just as is, or shall I try and...
I don't know what you're talking about now. I mean, I try to be supportive.
Shall I do my gag as like a stand-up?
Just do the gag, man. You're meant to be a comedian.
All right, here we go. So anyway, Eli, I decided to get round to watching that film that was doing all well recently. What was it called? I watched that Concave film. But when I watched it on the screen, it was weird. It was all like...
I can see where this is going.
Don't interrupt my gag!
He's in a mood again. Whoa! He's raging out.
How am I meant to do a gag?
All right, start again.
How am I meant to do a gag when I'm getting interrupted by a fucking oaf?
Start again.
No, I'm not doing it.
Was it...
Read it on fucking X or B Sky.
Was it convex?
I'm not doing it.
Was the punchline convex?
No, it wasn't.
All right, I didn't know where it was going then. I'm sorry, Paul.
Go on, do it, your funny thing you got then. Your
joke.
No, wow.
Go on,
do it. Do it then.
I haven't got anything now.
You said you had a little joke. Oh, woo.
I didn't know
then.
You were going to completely rage out.
Just tired of this.
Come on.
Fucking tired of this.
Come on, Paul. Please, I do want to hear your joke.
I'm not doing it now, because now that all the air's been taken out of it.
Well, this is going to...
it's not going to be funny no matter what I do now, is it?
If you don't do it, Paul, if you don't do it now,
I'm not doing
we're
it
in trouble.
Ever. I'm not doing it ever.
I'm never going to tell that joke on this podcast.
I don't want to do mine.
Care.
You've put a bad feeling in the air.
Oh, I wonder why that is. Is that because once again
you
I was
could have just ignored
in my
me.
Flow? No, I can't. So let's just say you're doing stand-up then and you're trying to set up a gag and then someone on the front row goes, oh yeah, no, this is going. Isn't that going to throw you off? Isn't that
not if you're a professional.
Yeah, but no, I don't. I disagree.
Then
I think
rage quit and break all the stuff we got.
I'll fucking break more if you don't tell your fucking gag now.
I don't want to tell
you
mine.
You do fucking gag now.
This is like Bad Dad, Paul. Oh, he's got a knife, everyone.
I've got a box cutter here.
Wow.
And it's
that
sharp
looks
as
nasty.
Fuck. Oh, fucking watch this.
He's going to cut the box. Careful.
It's this you.
It's been really weird.
That's your neck. All the gore coming out of your neck.
Please do the joke, Paul.
Do your joke. Do your joke or this cardboard box.
This wasn't the way this was meant to go.
Isn't
this
it
cold
the way?
Open.
I know.
Right before
our birthday, you've put this podcast in jeopardy. Right before its 10th anniversary, you, Eli J. Silverman,
can we just have a truce here?
This podcast in jeopardy.
Let's just
I
have
might
a
not
truce.
Do it next week. What are you going to do then?
Stop brandishing the fucking Stanley knife
do
at
then.
Me.
Going to do then. Slashy Gannon.
Yes, you could maim me. I mean, why does that... why is that in any way... You know,
fucking
that would...
shaking. And I'm holding a knife.
Please.
A real knife. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real Stanley knife that I'm holding.
I promise not to interrupt you if you do the jack. Go.
I'm not doing the jack.
Just don't do so much fucking pointless setup.
The whole point is the setup.
You went to see Conclave, blah, 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 blah. What's
that
film called?
Your joke. Your joke. Go on, do your joke.
Will you do yours if I do mine?
This joke. No. You either do your joke or this podcast ends today, right now. Right now. I'll put it out as whatever we've got here. 4 minutes. I'll put it out and that'll be the last cheap show. Do it.
No.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it. Do your gag or
no.
This podcast is over. You're in
charge.
I don't
want to do
of
it.
The future of this podcast. Do it
I'm
now.
I'm not doing it.
Do it.
I'm not doing it. Paul, you do your joke.
I'm not doing my joke. If you want this podcast to continue...
Please, you do your joke.
If you want this podcast to continue,
please do
mate,
your joke.
No. You do your joke.
I'm not doing my joke.
You
I'm not
do
doing
your
my joke,
joke
until you've done your joke.
I'm not doing my joke. I am never going to
do
my joke.
Then.
We are not getting out of this cold open until you tell your joke. And if you don't tell your joke, we're never getting into the episode.
I was joking about having a joke. There is no joke.
So there's a lie now. Lie upon lie.
Well,
you put me on the back leg. You put me on the back leg, and this is how you treat
you
me.
You put yourself on the back leg.
Well, it's back foot.
By raging,
isn't it?
Out.
Back foot.
You should have seen it, everyone.
Yeah?
He was banging.
Do you want to see it again? You better tell me any joke right now.
I don't have
tell
any.
Tell me any joke
all right
now.
All right. What does a snowman say when he goes to the moon?
Go on.
Ooh, I've... Ooh, I've... Ooh, he says, ooh, those craters look like melted snowballs.
Right, this fucking podcast's over. Take care, everyone.
I did a joke.
Forever.
That was a joke. That was fucking hilarious.
I've got new projects on the go anyway, so I'm just going to dovetail into those now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I do. What new projects?
What?
Which? What?
League of Extraordinary Board Games with Stuart and Ollie. Yeah, we started an episode last week.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
Because I have to have my own needs and desires. I have to have my own goals.
Fine.
I have to have my own ambition. And I'm gonna. Because I can't stand here.
Is that a YouTube thing?
What?
What is it?
It's a fortnightly YouTube channel where me, Ollie and Stuart play board games. And they like it, unlike you, who's always like, this is shit. This is horrible. Well, guess what? I've got new friends now.
You don't mean it. Can you do your joke, please? And then I'll do my real joke.
I decided to go and watch that film with Ralph Fiennes called Conclave. And when I was watching it, I thought there was something wrong with the image because it was all pushed into the middle and then stretched out to the side. It turns out I was watching Concave instead.
Was that the gag?
This podcast is over.
Cheap show time!
Welcome to Cheap Show.
I do have a gag. Now that you've told me yours,
it worked better written down. And you asked for a joke.
It's okay.
And I've given you. And
Paul,
I thought it's a lovely, whimsical, dry wit. Concave.
Sounds like
conclave, you know.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, okay. I could have done convex, but it wouldn't have really fitted the wordplay I was doing.
It could have been a totally
doing.
Different joke,
you
but it would have been along the same lines. And I'm sorry I interrupted you that first time. I didn't interrupt you the second time. Now you're ready for what I think is going to win the joke contest today.
This is not a contest.
All right, it's going to be good as well.
Is
okay?
it?
Yes.
Is it?
You're going to love this. You are going to love it.
I don't know. Is it going to be as good as your Moon Man joke? What the snowman?
That was pretty good. Off the hoof. That was pretty good.
No. There's enough back leg, back
Come
of the
on,
hoof.
You
no
can. Rough. It's memorable.
No, it's only in the fact that you had a complete mental wobble breakdown right after you said it. Actually, during the whole process.
Are you ready for my joke?
Yeah, go on.
It's so funny. I can hardly say it.
Oh, what am I doing?
Where do you put pairs of pants that have died?
I don't know, Eli Silverman. Where do you put a pair of pants when they've died?
Grunderground. Grunderground, Paul. You put them grunderground. No? Nothing. There's nothing. Maybe the podcast really is over.
I'm beginning to think we're not going to reach our 10th birthday. And I think this is all down to you.
It's not.
And
why?
How you behave.
Grunderground.
No, I'm sorry. That has not worked for me on any level.
No joke I could have told would work for you there.
First of all, I didn't know what you meant by pants. Because in America, for instance, pants are trousers.
In America, for instance, they call Stanley Knives box cutters. Are you?
I'm reaching out to an American
You're
audience.
You're reaching out to an American audience.
I've just noticed. Being more considerate to an international audience, and sometimes you forget that simple punnery doesn't quite translate in some respects.
Well, what do they call pants in America?
Undies or knickers. Oh,
let me
or
finesse it.
Boxers
then.
Or underpants or wide fronts.
I like it. Where do you bury underpants? Grunderground.
Right.
I had a much better version of this joke when I woke up this morning from a dream, but didn't write it down.
Yeah, just like Paul McCartney when he wakes up from his dream, he writes yesterday, and then you come up with that. No, great stuff.
All right, what we got coming up on the show anyway?
What is it when you cremate someone? It's cremation, isn't it?
It's cremation.
Can we do another gag about
it? It sparked your imagination, hasn't it?
I'm basically trying to fix a broken down building.
Well,
your joke is a fixer-upper, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know?
I knew that.
So, where do you bury underpants? Oh, the Skidstain Cemetery.
The creme in the gussatorium.
Hey,
creamy pants. Oh, I've got a creme stain. Oh, is it from an eclair?
No, I was thinking something else. I think it's a bit like a building full of different types of cream called the crematorium.
Well,
no, that'd fucking
be. Do you know there's apparently reviving Britain's high streets?
What is cream?
Cream is the hero.
The
iced variety.
Iced cream is what?
Reviving Britain's high streets.
In what respect?
Because there's a lot of crematoriums opening up.
Come to the crematorium. The ice crematorium.
That could be a
like a Disneyland
Halloween themed.
Halloween themed.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Is that why they call it Halloween? Because it's like your soul gets ripped out.
Call it Halloween. So, you know, they don't do that. Right.
Anyway, come on.
Well, it's been 4 minutes. Welcome to Cheap Show, the economy comedy podcast, where Eli Silverman, who's him, and Paul Gannon, who's me, go through bargain bins, charity shops, and poundlands at all of the UK, and we bring you back the treasure we find amongst the trash, if there indeed is any. And today's episode is a P.O. Box delivered Price of Shite episode.
The Price of Shite is a price guessing game that goes way back on this 10-year-old show.
Right back to the early days. Price of Shite is a guessing game. People buy, or we buy, items from a charity shop, and for a bit of a laugh, we try and guess what we paid for those items, and that's what we're going to get into a little bit later. However,
we've got something before that.
A little bit of admin. Just the link in the description for this episode will give you a link to our live show on the 18th of October. Our guests for the live show will be Nick Helm and Ria Lena. Also, links to the pre-orders for the album. That's going ahead. It's looking good. We've had loads and loads and loads of people buying it, so that's fantastic. If you want yours, go to the link in the description and pre-order now. The sooner you order, the sooner you'll get it.
It's going great guns. We've done a bit of admin today.
Next week's episode is a 10th birthday laid-back episode. Me and you, we're just going to chill, have a few drinks, and reminisce on our favourite episodes. If you're listening and you have a favourite moment or you have a favourite episode, email thecheapshow@gmail.com and tell us your Cheap Show story, how it feels to love us. And we're doing a live stream on the 13th of June, Friday night, 8 p.m. UK time. 2 hours with guests, just a fucking muck about for a laugh to celebrate 10 years. It might get messy. It could be a massive anticlimax, but you won't know unless you join us.
We're streaming on YouTube.
On YouTube Live, yeah. Right.
YouTube Live.
We are now going to do a Tales from the Dance Floor, but before we get there, I'd like Eli to share his, because you said you had one.
Little one, Paul. I was DJing the other night.
Yes. And, Tales from the Dance Floor is the bit of the show where Eli explains to us some of the asinine stories that he's experienced being a DJ in some fucking dingy club somewhere in London where he's underpaid and undervalued. Go on.
Well, thank you for that. I agree. And it was getting towards perhaps my final set of the night. Anyway, this young lad comes on the stage.
Uh-oh.
And he leans over the booth. And
in your bubble, gets in your
gets
bubble.
Gets right in my bubble, and I don't like it because I've got the vinyl players there, and they kind of, you know, with their drinks.
Oh.
So already I'm on edge always, just because you think, oh,
stay away, don't fuck this.
It's going to fuck it up. But he was perfectly charming, and he said, oh, this is great. It's great that you're playing vinyls. I've got a request.
Uh-oh, here and we go. At least he says, I've got a request, not, can I give you a request?
No, he didn't do that. He just said, I've got a request, and his request was
kissing his ugly girlfriend.
His girlfriend was not in. His name was Carter.
Oh, bollocks.
He was from America.
Did you get him?
I didn't get him, and he wasn't an unstoppable sex machine either.
No, and was he a big light, but is out of shape? Was he one of those guys? Anyway, go on. He leans over and he goes, request is.
And I didn't hear song title and the artist, and I didn't hear it to the artist because I laughed into his face.
Into his face.
And the words that came out of his mouth were, dancing in the moonlight.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean? And I just laughed because it's like, he thinks he's being so cool. And it's like, this is
that 90s middle of the road hit by
huge radio.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody.
It was a cover version of a sort of disco.
Yeah.
It was an original disco one. Perhaps he was asking for the original. You know?
Yeah, who sung that in the 90s?
Top Loader.
Was it Top Loader?
That's the one hit wonder they had, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Top Loader. It was ubiquitous in Britain anyway. And I said to him, that's just such a sort of mainstream request. And he said, well, they don't play it in America on the radio.
Jubal?
Yeah, Jubal. Yeah, that's the original Jubal. From the late 70s. Is that right? 79 or something?
Oh, hang on. Sherman Kelly wrote Dancing in the Moonlight after a brutal gang attack. While recovering, he envisioned an alternate reality, the dream of a peaceful and joyful celebration of life.
What a load of shit.
It just seems like a whole story. Stranded without money after Kelly left his wallet on a boat, an innkeeper offered them a room if Kelly's girlfriend slept with him. They refused at a second inn and they slept on the beach where they were attacked.
Else out.
The song was originally written by Sherman Kelly, recorded in 1970 by Kelly's band Boffalongo. That's what it says here, Boffalongo. Boffalongo.
Yeah.
And then was a hit single by King Harvest in 1972.
I'll tell you what. And King Harvest, that's the most famous one before the Top Loader one.
I do like the name though. Boffalongo.
I took some of those Viagra.
Oh yeah.
Boffalongo.
Yeah. I had a buffalongo for months. Oh, listen, I could smash toffee with it.
Where do pants go when they want their freedom?
Buffalongo.
The Underground Railroad.
No, mate, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I am genuinely sorry.
This, if anything, is the problematic material of Cheap Show this week.
And he also got excited and went, damn! And every time he said damn, he smacked his hand down on top of the booth and the record. And it's just like, come on, man.
Oh, he did that?
Because I said, oh, look, be careful, because the record
Because the record,
player.
Yeah. Have.
He went, no, that's fine, I know about that.
You don't, you know, though, obviously.
And then he's smacking the top, like, oh, anyway.
Good story.
Thank you. Now let's have a Tales from the Dance Floor sent in by a great listener to the show.
Yes, well, I got this as a message on Instagram from someone called Beanie. And Beanie on Instagram happens to do a kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, happy hardcore house, that kind of music, innit?
It's hard to tell what genre that is specifically.
But it's that
you
kind
said
of
two
thing.
Separate genres and then you made a funny noise.
Happy, so, happy hardcore. And
happy hardcore is a genre.
Yeah. And then what was the other one I said?
House. Completely different and much wider genre.
But to the layman, it's all the same fucking muck, innit?
Not really.
It's all the same fucking muck,
I think,
that
even
music.
The layman could
it's
probably
all...
That doesn't sound like either of those genres.
What's the one that I like that goes wee wob wob wob?
That's dubstep.
I like dubstep a lot.
Or EDM. That became EDM.
This has been a 30-minute segment. I am going to cut to fuck.
Right. It's hot in here.
Anyway, this is from Beanie. Let's wrap this up. Hi. Here's a relevant tale from the dance floor, Mr. Gannon.
Okay.
So, girl comes up to him. Which is slightly unusual.
Do we know where he's playing?
Doesn't
but
say.
He's a
live DJ.
And it's dance music.
And he does wub 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 stuff. And bibbidi bobbidi music.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Buffalongo tunes.
Beanie Buffalongo. I was going to say, I didn't want to insult Beanie, but he should put a Buffalongo after the Beanie. And then he'd be Beanie Buffalongo, which would be fucking great.
It's a great name. Call yourself Beefy Buffalongo.
Not Beefy Buffalongo.
Oh, no. Call yourself Beefy Buffalongo.
Beanie and Beefy Buffalongo.
Because if you don't, next week on the show, we're introducing a character called Beefy Buffalongo. So a girl comes up to me, which is slightly unusual.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, thank
I
you.
Can do it,
no,
yeah.
No, good. Which is slightly unusual in my type of DJing, but I know this girl as a regular, so it's all good.
Right.
And then she goes, "Do you have double zoot?" To which I say yes. Then she replied, and then the Teen Yeti one, to which I, of course, said yes. And fuck yes, did we play both. Afterwards, we were talking for a bit, and she said she started listening to Cheap Show a while ago and likes it a lot. So if you ever doubt yourself, remember that your fans are so good, they run your marketing for free.
Now, I
it's
remember...
It's a little story, that.
I remember Beanie did actually share the Teen Yeti one with me. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done two or three, I think.
He's using a fragment of a Teen Yeti lyric, which is, in fact, one of the raps that's on the forthcoming LP.
Yeah.
Which is where he goes... From the fucking Alps or something.
That's
that lyric, isn't it? But I would say that genre of that track that Beanie sent me was much more Gabba.
I don't know.
Gabba techno, which is that really fast stuff.
As long as he knows, that's all that matters. So the Double Zoot was the album where all the language is made up, and that's where the Kiora song comes from. Fedora, right?
Fedora is the group,
I think. Double Zoot was another track off that album that he might have sampled for some reason.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, Beanie, thank you very much. It's
Thanks,
a lovely
Beanie.
Little story, right? Right, now let's exhaustively fucking roll into the actual meat of the content of this podcast, which is today's P.O. Box delivered price of shite.
Priceo de shiso.
Don't get it wrong, go. It's a Buffalongo segment.
Buffalingo longo.
Buffalongo segment.
Buffalingo girl.
Buffalongo longo.
Come round the outside. Buffalingo girls come around the outside.
Come here, darling. You fancy a bit of a Buffalongo in the Congo? You won't go wrongo if you suck my dongo. Eli has his pen and paper ready.
I'll be taking the guesses, the price guesses now.
For it is time for the fucking price of shite. Oh, it's the fucking price of shite. Oh, it's the fucking price of shite. Oh, it's the fucking price of shite.
That's right.
And that's right. It's time for the price of shite. The game show where Eli and I guess the price of shite bought from a charity shop. And Eli now is going to explain the point system for how this rolls out item by item.
One thing you have to remember about the price of shite is the points in this game are referred to as petwings.
That's very important. You won't get far on this show if you don't recognise the power of petwings.
It's the power of petwings, and petwings is the things that we strive for when we play the Price is Shite. You get a petwing if your guess of the price is 25p either way of the actual price, Paul.
Understand the lingo. Don't be a boffer petwingo.
What is it? Boffalongo?
Boffalongo. Boffer twingo. Boffer petwingo.
As soon as you read out that boot group was called Boffalingo, we both knew we were going to try and make hay with Boffalingo for hours.
By now, people have recognised that this is also the title of this week's episode, so of course I've already bought into it.
Grunderground Boffalingo. Right. Yeah.
I bet I've got a terrible case of underground Boffalingo.
Grunderground.
Grunderground's Boffalingo.
Now, one petwing you get if you're 25p either way of the price.
So let's just say I say £1.25 and the actual price is £1. I'd get a petwing.
And also would get a petwing if you said 75.
Exactly. See where we're going with this? Why, it's easy.
If you want two petwings in this game, Paul.
I would like two petwings, if Eli. You want to score, how do I get them?
You score two petwings by getting the price exactly right. On the nose, as we like to say. If it's on the nose, you score two petwings.
If it's on the nose, you keep your clothes.
You keep your clothes on, including your grandies.
Yes, indeed. Right. Now, we all want two petwings, but they're hard to get.
Now, those are the basic rules. Yeah. There are other supplementary rules, and sometimes the kind listeners who send in the boxes have stipulations. And now, do you want me to talk about the Quid's Gambit now?
Or? I reckon we can say that because it doesn't look like this week it has a Queen's
Gambit.
No
Quid's Gambit this week.
Shall I just reveal what the letter says, and then we can make adjustments to what we've already stated?
Please.
Dear Eli and Paul.
Thank you.
Big congratulations on your award. I reckon it's about time you got some recognition. I have been a fan for years, so I thought I'd put together a Price of Shite for you. I have enclosed five items purchased from Cancer Research UK in Portsmouth.
All from one shop?
Yeah. For a total of £11.25.
We've got a ceiling.
We know it ain't going to go any higher than that when we guess our points today.
In fact, that is the exact price that it all came to.
Yeah.
£11.
25p.
25p. Okay, I'm writing that down. And
the usual petwing rules apply, except for one item, which was quite surprisingly cheap or expensive. I forget. Anyway, this item is worth double petwings, so best of luck identifying it. The prices are in the envelope, and indeed, the envelope. I know what you're about to say.
What the fuck was that all about?
So, do we have to guess an item that is either too cheap or too expensive?
Yeah. Well,
isn't that like the most nebulous thing? Here's what I suggest.
Underexplained there. What's their name?
We haven't gotten there yet.
I know. Is there more?
I'm holding back in case you rip into them, and I'm going
to
protect.
I'm not rip into them. I just wanted to address them by their name.
Maybe I don't want you to know James's name.
Well, the letter is addressed to me, Paul. Don't you think I have a right, just as much as you, to see what their name is?
Absolutely
not.
You're
being really weird. God, I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
God, I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Good thing I've got nice wicking grundles.
Eli goes pongo with his boffalongo.
Fuck off.
Boffa pongo.
Yeah.
His boffo pongs quite a lot. So what do we do then? It's either surprisingly cheap or surprisingly expensive. I forget. So I don't know how we formulate that in our head.
It'd probably say on the price list, won't it?
Yeah, but if it's too cheap and we think it's going to be too expensive, then it's going to throw our numbers off.
Perhaps we just get the extra petwings whoever's closest on that particular item.
And also, it makes us kind of not trust our prices if we don't know if something's meant to be expensive when it's cheap.
Did they say which item that would be?
No.
Whether they'd... It will become clear once
we
look
hope
at the prices.
So.
Can I have their name, please, now?
I'm not going to give you James's name in this letter. I've already said this to you.
Bit unclear there, James, on the last...
Why do you think it's called James? His name's not James. That's just the name I've given him so you don't attack him.
Fine.
It really is James, though. Anyway, I hope this makes for a decent Price of Shite, and I can't wait to see you both at the Cheerful Earful live show in October. Keep up the good work, and yes, James, we will see you there and then.
Thanks, James.
So there are five items.
I've got a graph, a grid, a sheet...
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to amend the game plan. So we don't know if it's going to be too cheap or too expensive. I reckon after all five items, we just look at the one item we think...
is too cheap or too expensive.
Regardless of what the price is, what they're thinking about when it comes to that.
Basically, we just have to guess. It's an extra guess, a guessing game.
Right, so there are five items. And we can get going right now. So shall we start?
I'm up for it.
Let us begin. The Price of Shite. Right, I know what these are because they're written down here. I will just pull them out and what I think is of interest.
Come along, don't be timid, mices. It's time for the prizes to shices.
Actually, I want to get this one out the way because I saw this and I thought, oh, we can't get any comedy out of this. This is a cycling quiz book by Collins. Over 2,000 questions to test your cycling knowledge. Oh boy, exciting stuff.
You want a cycling question, Paul?
Did you ever pass your cycle proficiency test in school?
I did not.
I did.
That's what my flatmate does.
Oh yeah, of course he does, yeah. And so I've got a little badge up there. National Cycle Proficiency Badge, the little triangle one.
I love
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
He might actually like this.
He can, mate, he can genuinely have it if you think it's going to benefit him and his life in any way.
Do you want a question from in here?
Of course I do. I want to see if the layman can get some of these.
Okay.
I'm more surprised that they could find 2,000 questions based on cycling.
I've opened at a random page in this book.
Random page.
And this is quiz 56, potluck.
Oh, I like
so
potluck.
So there are 20 questions. Which one do you want? I'll give it an extra potluck.
Start at the top. Just start
number
the top.
One?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to love this. This one's too easy.
Too easy. I'll tell you what, do me the first and last because there's going to be difficulty,
too
isn't
there? Too easy.
Go on.
Who in 2013, everyone knows this, who in 2013... became the first Czech rider to win the one-day Amstel Gold Race.
Fucking hell.
Whoa. Who the fuck cares? Right.
Adam Bofalongo.
Bofalongo. Do you want the last question then?
Yeah.
We're not even going to bother looking that up, are we?
Who gives a fuck? If you know listening to this, then congratulations. No one else is interested.
This is multiple choice, so you've got a good chance here.
Gives me an edge. Go on.
What was the nickname of early Tour de France winner Maurice Garin? Was it multiple choice? A, the butcher. B, the chimney sweep.
What the fuck?
Or C, the undertaker. Crazy undertaker.
The gruntletaker.
And the grumble taker.
No, the grumble taker.
Give me your grumble.
I've gone crazy. He's going to set off my PTSD. I'm going to play my organ. He's taking the knife out.
Do you want to drop character and say this?
I've been looking for an excuse to be the crazy undertaker.
Right, well, I'm just going to slide the revealing blade
out. Okay, I'm going. Fuck you, Jesus, party pooper.
I'm sorry we've gone to this stage of the podcast where I have to threaten you with a fucking knife to drop your characters, but that's where we are.
You're the one who said the Grundletaker.
And I wasn't allowed to develop the Grundletaker.
You were. I was just being... Don't you think both our Undertaker characters could be inhabit the same space?
I think we've got too many Grundletaking characters in general.
There's no other crazy Undertaker. There's no other Grundletaker.
Yeah, and there's Judge Mental, which is, you know, who you're ripping off with your character. Anyway, what was the answer?
I've lost the page.
It was the butcher. I don't know. Why would you call someone the chimney sweep? Why would you call a cyclist a chimney sweep? That's what I don't understand.
Well, what do you think it is then? The butcher, because he chops in front of people, maybe.
All right, let's just say someone came up to you and went, have you met Gannon over there? You know, the old chimney sweep. What would you fucking think? You'd think I was some kind of deviant, wouldn't you?
Maybe. You know, people have lots of different nicknames. I have friends who call me breadcrumbs.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Why is that fine? Because I think it's unfair.
Yeah, but it's not like...
There's only one time when I was making breadcrumbs for a meal. That's why I got that nickname. What I'm trying to say is...
Yeah.
It's completely arbitrary what sticks and stuff.
So maybe he once got his head stuck in a fireplace and they said, oh, the old chimney sweep. Anyway, I don't know what's the answer.
We've got the answers coming on page 117. Yeah.
Will they be delivered into a microphone as well?
117, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually quite handy, that's all I'm saying.
Fucking hell, man. Sometimes, Paul.
Happy birthday to us.
Fucking threatening me with a fucking Stanley knife.
It's come to that.
It's not a box cutter.
It is to the American audience who I'm appealing to.
How many of them listen to this shit? None of them can even understand what we're saying. They think we're two Australian men.
Lots of Americans listen to us.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's chimney sweep.
It was chimney sweep.
It was.
Does it say why?
No. This book is just...
I want to read you one out there.
Okay,
how about
cool.
This?
Let's even get one.
I'll give you another potluck, all right? Give me a question number.
Seven.
Who was the only Spaniard to win a stage on the 2013 Giro d'Italia?
Fuck off.
Who fucking cares?
Is there anything that isn't just about people who are cyclists, you know?
A Gregario is Italian name for what?
A break.
Where are the answers?
On a different page.
What page? 78?
It says 78, yeah. I'm changing my answer. Gear changer.
A domestique? I don't even know what a domestique is. Now I need to figure out what a domestique is.
A domestique?
What was the other question I asked you? Who in the fucking whatever? Who was the only Spaniard to win number 7? Benet. You know what? I can't read any of this. I can't read any of this.
Anyway, it's a terrible item. Let's not dwell on it, Paul. We need a guess. Now, do you want to guess first the price?
Yeah.
I should mention to everyone, we do have a guardian of the Betwings. They're in a nice brown envelope, manila envelope. I can see it there. And Grumpy Fibbage is sitting
perched
atop.
I will say this. One answer, and I don't know what the question is, but one answer is Willy Plink Pluck.
Willy Plink Pluck.
Willy Plink Pluck.
Plink Pluck.
Yeah. Anyway, I think this is 75 English pence.
Okay, he's going to have a guess. 0.75. No quid's gambit. No quid's gambit, but
no,
I'm going to say
no
a quid.
Quid's gambit.
I'm going to say a quid.
Although, if there were any of these items end up being a quid, oh, mate, what have we done?
Well, we can put the quid's gambit on. He didn't say he couldn't do the quid's gambit.
That's true. Sometimes they highlight it, and sometimes it's a game we have to play ourselves.
There might not be any item that is a quid, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So, are we going to have one extra between?
I'm still going to say 75p for that.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
A quid.
Right, item number 2.
Ready for item number 2, Paul?
Oh, yeah, and you mentioned Mulchy Fibbage, our mascot made by Nikki, is currently guarding the prices. Well done.
He is guarding the prices there.
Right. I think you'll like this one, though.
I like it.
I got
well,
that one out the way because it has no interest to us either, really.
I know, and we tried to get some laughs out of it,
we
didn't
did
we?
Our best.
Wow.
It wasn't happening. That, here you go.
And he's handed it to me. It's wrapped up.
It's a little, tiny little thing.
Little package here.
You could slip it in, I don't know, like a little matchbox if you wanted to,
very
this item.
Small. I'm guessing figurine.
Well, you wouldn't be too far wrong.
I'm guessing it's some kind of little figure of some sort. And it's very
this was found
wrapped.
In a box. This was found in a box labelled Whimsies.
Whimsy, well... That's what we're all about here on Cheap Show.
We love our whimsy here.
It's a big whimsy festival. It's one of these. It's a little... I like this.
Tell them what it is.
It's a little porcelain dog, but these have got a name because they're... I can't remember what they're called.
I mean, it is the most generic of ceramic
Little ceramic
items.
Dog. And it looks like it's actually...
It must have had... You know what it looks like at the bottom? It used to have had like little green felt or something on it.
Well, it looks
off.
Like it's actually resin pretending to be a ceramic. That's what the bottom reveals. It's a varnished resin. Mm. Not bad.
No,
not bad
fine.
At all. And a lot of these are chipped by the time they get to you. And this looks like it is in pristine condition.
Dogs these days have to be chipped, don't they? So their owners know where they are. And if they go missing, they can find them.
Yes, that's a pun on the word chipped, Paul.
What's the connection between a real dog... And a porcelain dog. They have to be chipped. Nom, 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 conclave, get it?
Sorry about
conclave.
That.
Conclave.
I'm sorry.
I'm still thinking about quitting this show now.
Oh, right.
You can get someone else in to do all the work. And I can just retire on a beach in Magaluf.
I heard Bofalongo's good this time of year.
Bofalongo I'd love to go to, but the price is sky high this time of year.
I saw that ad.
Come along, go to Bofalongo. That one.
No, it was...
Don't be a drongo, come to Bofalongo.
No, it was like to lounge, oh, come to Bofalongo.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, how much do you think that little fucking dog is?
Sun lounge, oh, Bofalingo.
How much do you think that fucking little dog is?
I think these dogs can be priced up. These are very collectible. Certain ones are collectible. And you remember, I bought one from that charity shop in Pinner, the hospice in Pinner,
yeah.
And it was £6. And you were outraged.
Hey,
and it was a little fox.
Maybe this is part of the whole, it's too expensive or too expensive. Maybe.
It's my turn to guess first.
But here's the thing. We're going to not ignore the price on that. We're just going to try and guess the item on its own in situ.
Well, I think he's giving me a clue here.
Maybe.
Because you're right. These do get priced up.
Or maybe I'm reading too much into it all.
You always do this to me.
Yeah.
You have some kind of theory, and then I think, that's right. And then I end up being wrong. But I'm going to stick my neck out here.
Yeah.
And always... if you think about it, it's only 5 items, but we have to get up to £11.25. I'm going to say £5 for this.
That is one of the most daring
dog
gambits.
£5.
A very daring gambit.
We can always go back at the end and change our prices. Is that right, Paul?
No.
That's the way we've always played it.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've played the game. I don't know what your rules
Shut
are.
Shut up.
Well, you tell me. Yeah, we can.
Yes,
right, I'm going to go ahead and say £1 on the nose. I feel like a sign saying Whimsies will also have a sign saying every item £1.
Okay, you're right. Now you've got a different theory.
Yeah, but then
I
could give you a different theory right now and it would work. Like, it's a box of Whimsies, therefore they're going to be 25p each.
I'm still saying 5, you're saying 1.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for the third item.
Next one.
Are you saving the best till last?
Well, I mean, objectively speaking, yeah.
This looks very phallic and he's handed me...
Now, I'll be honest, when I first saw this, I did think it was like a honeypot for penises.
This is a little plastic box containing what looks to be a Christmas-themed...
fleshlight.
...water bottle. It is very pink and fleshy-looking, rubbery-looking.
Can I tell you what it says it is on the letter?
What does it say it is on
the
letter?
Which I think is at odds with what it is.
I'm opening it now, everyone.
It's a Mr. Cheers pink stress toy.
Okay.
And they say this looks incredibly wanky. Now, as I say, it does look like one of those sex toys, a honey pot or whatever they call it.
Okay,
you stick your member in and then give it a squeeze.
No, this is...
I mean, mate, that did just extend like a sex toy. Come on, like that. It did, it is. But it's got a little zip round the neck. So what do you put in it?
It is like a water bottle holder. It's like a purse.
It's more like...
It's got a little...
Maybe it's like a pencil case thing?
Is it for like in your car? You hang it up and it holds your water bottle in a car?
Maybe.
That's what it says
it says here, stress toy, right? But I don't think it is a stress toy.
It's not a stress toy. It's got some kind of utility.
I would say it's a pencil case.
It's telescopic. Because you can scrunch it up.
Yeah.
And unscrunch it there. You see that?
I like that sound. Ooh.
Although, it's mate, on the way out, isn't it?
If you put a little latex opening there, that is definitely a blowjob toy.
You could fill it with some kind of gel or Vaseline or whatever.
Or, you know, fill it full of chunky boffalongo.
The girth is like, you know.
Hey, about- it's a me, Cardinal Sin. How you doing? I'm with Cardinal Sin. And I tell you, I like a little bit of buffalongo. A bit of buffalongo go a bit a long way.
What is your view on the new Pope, Cardinal?
Oh, I like the new Pope. He's a razzmatazz guy from America.
Cool.
Hey, everybody, it's me, it's Cardinal Sin.
Off you go, then. It's too hot in here, that's what it is.
I'm going to hold the knife to myself and threaten myself
Please
to not do
don't.
Characters
I
again.
I thought I was happy to see the Cardinal there.
A little bit buffalongo.
Now, this depicts a person who looks like a pig wearing a reindeer hood.
Yeah.
This is quite cool, actually.
I just wish it had a more defined purpose. What does it say on the back, did you say?
It's all in Chinese.
I can
or
scan
Japanese.
It.
Japanese, scan it.
Let's have a little look.
It looks like it's one of several characters you can get because there's other characters portrayed on the card there that came in the thing.
Okay, officially speaking, this is a silicone pencil case.
Pencil case.
It contains silicone and a metal zipper. And that's all it says.
It is a telescopic pencil case, Paul.
And there's a website called Quoncle. Q-U-N-C-L-E.
Uncle, yeah, that's what it says on the... Q-Uncle, yeah. That's what it's...
Quoncle.
It says that on the zip.
It's when you get like a cyst on your fanny. Oh, I've got a terrible Quoncle. Cut that out.
cut out the cyst?
No, that's the podcast.
With your box cutter?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Cardinal Sin. No, I'm also surgeon of fannies. I cut it off for you,
now,
darling.
Now, you've gone too far, Cardinal.
I cut it off for you, darling. I rub a bit of ice on it. I can't do the voice no more.
Good, I'm glad. We're all glad.
Hey, it's a me. Oh, that's it. It's like a Mario, isn't it?
Oh, I know. I got it. You've reminded me.
What?
Where do underpants... where do they go when they're... Where do they go, Paul? Underpants. Where do they go? He zoned out, everyone. Where do they go when they're looking for when they're on a romantic journey?
I'm gonna fucking blow my brains out in a minute.
when they're on a romantic journey into a rock and roll future.
Don't know.
Grunder Road.
God, that was so fucking labored. I've got one.
Grunder Road. But what is Thunder Road? What is Thunder
it's
Road?
It's Mad Max, isn't it? It's a reference in Mad Max.
No, that's Thunderdome.
Yeah, but Thunder Road. Oh, there's a board game called Thunder Road, by the way, which is there.
So where do underpants go where they want to play a board game?
You fucking tell me!
Grunder Road.
Or, nothing. Anyway, I've got one for you.
Nothing.
I got a joke for Eli. Eli, where do you bury your spunk? In a cementerry. 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 Buffalongo.
Okay. It's too hot and sweaty here.
It's because of the
have
window.
Some more? Please.
Do you have a little break after this? Yeah, all right, have a little break.
No, we can't have a little break.
Why, of course we can.
This is the only segment we've got.
Yeah, but it's already running long and I'm getting fucking tired of it, so I'm sure the listener is too.
Between items?
Between items, yes. That's how we sports score the points.
No, between items.
Stop saying between. I get it. It's points. Weird. You're weird.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. What are we doing? I've forgotten. Oh, price.
It's your go to guess the price first on the pencil case.
How much did I say the first two items were? Sorry, can you just remind me?
Just give me a recap here, Paul.
If you would,
fine.
Yeah. Just skim through your little book of papers and notes.
My little book of papers
so,
and notes.
I don't need to know what the items are. Just tell me the prices.
You said 75p for the first item and £1 for the second item.
I'm going to go ahead and say for this one, it is maybe something like £2.50.
It is mint on card. You've got the card, you've got the box. It's a nice thing, actually.
I mean, it's a pencil case and it's a fine pencil case.
It's weird, this whole trend in toys where the toy depicts a child wearing an animal costume.
Yeah.
You've seen there's teddy bear ones. What's that all about? Weird. Anyway. This sort of postmodern thing where the doll depicts a doll inside another doll sort of thing.
What this says to me is that the sex shop factory had molds going and the next door pencil case factory went, can we borrow your fleshlight mold?
Well, it's not want not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That can, I think, with a little bit of work, I could turn that into a very, very good sex toy. And I will.
Well, you just need a bunch of muck to fill in the girth hole.
Yeah, just put some, like, chopped chicken in.
Oh, yeah.
Stiff
liver.
Liver. Stick it
just go to the butcher's, go, where's your off tripe?
Fill up my silicone pot with your liver. And then I go home.
Yes. We're doing well today, Paul. We're doing well.
And then I'll bury it in the cemetery.
Do you know what it is, Paul?
It's too hot
in here, and it's like Edinburgh after 2 weeks in a hot, sticky room. Yeah. There's no laughs to be had.
No.
I've been forcing it.
Extend it to 10 years, and we're all on the same page, mate.
How much do we make each other laugh anymore?
Oh, we do.
£2.50, you said. Then.
Yeah, we do make each other laugh.
I don't know, man.
We do. We had a good laugh last week, remember?
Did we?
Yeah.
£2.50, you're saying, yeah? For that, I like that price. I like it, Paul. I like the sound of it. I like it. Sounds good. Sounds natural.
It's a bit of a shot in the dark, I will say that.
Sounds lovely coming out your mouth. I'm going to say £1.75.
Fair enough. He's hedging his bets there.
Well, I've gone way out on the dog for fiver.
Way out. Way out. He said a fiver.
For the porcelain dog.
But you might be right. We'll soon find out because we have two more items. And Eli can amend his score later if he wants to. But for now, we must roll on past the sex toy pencil case onto our next item.
Hello, everyone. We're back with the Priso de Shiso.
Priso de Biso.
We have guessed the first three items that James has sent us. Thank you, James. And he has given us an actual price ceiling. All five of these items come, just to remind you, Paul, to £11.25.
And what do I score?
Do you
want
to know
right
what
now?
You've spent?
That's exactly my question.
Okay, don't get too shirty. Is the box cutter here?
No, I can't find it.
Oh, good. You've spent £1.75, £3.75, £4.25. So you have another £7.
Interesting, Mr. Bond.
Okay, and I've spent £7.75, so I've got less because I did put the dog.
Yeah.
The resin dog.
Quite high.
Quite high because I've seen them go for a lot and...
Well... It's time to get the fourth item out, so let's whip it out.
Whip out that item, Paul. We're ready to see it. I just had a thought.
Go on.
What TV network do underpants like to watch? Grundy.
Yeah, that was the thing I was fishing for.
You were fishing for Grundy.
I was fishing for Grundy.
Okay. Ooh, it's a board game.
Yeah, I've got to actually cut this with a knife.
The box cutter's coming in.
It's handy.
It's actually handy. I have to say, Paul, that is a nice looking box cutter.
Yeah.
Is it Stanley? Oh my God.
I'm all right. It just pricked me.
Careful, you're tired.
I got the shakes.
just use the box cutter well.
I've done it. It's all right. No, there's no blood. I just pricked it.
You're just a prick?
Uh-huh.
Don't try and respond to that. It's perfect. Don't threaten me with the fuck. Who made that box cutter?
Stanley.
It is a Stanley
It
knife.
Is a Stanley's knife.
It's a nice one.
It's a heavy bugger as well.
It's got a lovely weight. That's like a primo one. Yeah. Where did you get that?
Probably Amazon or something.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
Lovely weight to it.
Yeah.
A pleasing weight in the hand.
Killed a few monkeys with it.
Why? The animals always get it from you.
They
get boned and then they get slaughtered. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's not right, Paul.
Yeah.
That's not right. Multifibbage is here. Multifibbage is a deity of the woodlands. And all those animals.
Yeah, well, monkeys live in the jungle. And he doesn't like jungles, mulchy.
Mulchy's got...
there's no mulchiness in the jungle. So therefore, there's no sodden leaves to mulch through.
There
so
is. He has got he's got relatives in the Amazon.
He's anti-young jungle.
El Mulchio Fibaccio.
No, that's not. That's racist, that is. And also probably Italian by the sounds of that. And there aren't Italian jungles. Are there? Are there Italian jungles?
Why can't I just go with something?
I'm not doing anything you want today. Right, okay, here we go.
Item 4 is a board game. It's called Think Blot Game.
Can you spot in a blot?
Can you spot in a blot?
Can you spot in a blot?
Are we going to play this? This looks fun. It looks fun, man.
I don't know what the rules are.
It's going to be more fun than cycling trivia, that's for sure.
Oh, boy howdy it will be.
Boy howdy, that's your thing now. I saw that. You posted boy howdy when you were promoting last week's episode. Can I ask?
Yeah.
From where did Paul Nick... Boy howdy.
I don't know. Boy howdy is just the thing people say in American films. They oh, boy howdy. Going to be dootin' shooting tonight.
Boy howdy, we're going to be dootin' shooting tonight.
I think it's something like that, they say. Bootin' shooting, I'm a bootin' shooting cowboy. I'm diving me crazy. My obsession from a western. My dad's Florida, babe. Modio, rodeo. Gonna be bambo, gonna be bambo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive.
That don't impress me much.
Oh. Well, it comes with a dice and an egg timer.
Egg timer. Eggy woofed it.
Right. Egg timer, dice, there's Eggie some pens. It. There's a pad where you write shit down.
What do you have to do?
I don't know. The rules, I think, are in the big, thick book it comes in. Like it looks like a calendar or a binder.
It's a nice...
Instructions. Oh, yeah.
Just read them and we can play it.
Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Seymour Blot. I created ThinkBlot image by putting
I don't want to hear him.
On...
I don't want to hear from him. How do you play it?
The inks formed in many smudges, blobs, lines and globs.
Splodge.
Buffalongo. images can be... Right, okay, good. Object. To see as many different items in the ThinkBlot images as your imagination can suggest.
Oh, fuck.
Points are scored by identifying as many items as possible within each ThinkBlot image and persuading other players to see them too.
Oh.
The winner is the first person to get to the end of the scoreboard and back.
Okay.
One, set up the binder, flip the front to the front, back. Clip, pencils, blah. Let's play. Roll the dice. Think. Oh, I'm just going to go to a think blot and you tell me what you... there's all rules and shit.
Is it not very good?
There's all rules and shit. Right, let's just do a think blot and you tell me what you think it is. This is image one, Eli, and I want you to tell me what you see in this think blot. What is it? The Rorschach test?
Rorschach.
Rorschach test. What is it?
Rorschach.
Rorschach.
I think it's Rorschach.
Rorschach.
Another related word is pareidolia. Isn't it, right? This is like pareidolia the game sort of thing.
And if it was between my butt and my arsehole, it would be?
Perineumidolia.
That's the one. All right, I'm going to show you this. I'll tell you what, I'll take pictures of the images we use so you can go on our website or Instagram.
Now, you can't say we're not creative around here.
Some people would.
Perineumidolia.
Yeah. I'm going to take pictures of everything we use in this image, right? And, oh, there's... Okay, so judging by the back...
Popularised in the years after World War One. Boy howdy.
Okay.
American vernacular.
Now, the Rorschach test is when you look at something and then whatever you see in the inkblot image represents something about how you see the world with psyche.
Well, you're a therapist. I think they've been widely discredited by psychological science.
You don't see it these days. It's like sinking sand.
It's basically just a way of...
Quicksand.
Of getting someone just to think of something.
Yeah.
And then you try and look at the Freudian... metaphor
behind there.
So what if I see I see my mum, for example. Oh, I see my mum sucking off the postman.
Yeah,
you know, and then they know about your trauma.
I mean, that's just how it works. Yeah. So I'm going to show you this first.
You know
image.
What I'm getting at.
Right. Let me just repeat myself one more time so I can get this out.
You're going to show me the first image.
No, shut up. Let me fucking say it before you let me fucking get on with it. Right. I'm going to take pictures of what we see and I'll put them on our website and Instagram so you can see. Whatever it is that we see in these blots. So
okay,
Eli,
give me blot one.
Here's your first blot.
Is it the... Oh, I see...
Do you see?
It's like a Spanish matador.
Yeah.
Right? Do you see that? I see a bow tie.
Okay,
in the
bow
middle.
Tie in the middle, yeah.
And
is that his moustache?
And that's his moustache.
And he's got like... No, he looks like a matador.
That's what I said.
Nah.
And also, look, it looks like dollar sign there on the right.
Yeah.
This is shit.
And look, it looks like sickles. Looks like he's holding sickles.
Oh, and those things at the top look like F's on their side, or those musical. Oh, yeah. This sucks, man.
So maybe.
Oh, it looks like a jester head at the bottom.
Yeah, maybe it's a.
Oh, it looks like. Look.
Pegging a jester.
Hand me it and let me show you. Right. Does this look like someone doing the splits with his head down and his arms up? Do you see what I'm getting at?
It's funny you say that, because on the back it has man doing splits.
Oh.
And then man's face. Sickle. I said sickle.
Dollar. I got the dollar.
Yeah,
this is
dollar
cool.
Sign. So there's that one. You pick me one at random.
All right, cool.
I like
the way they've got the answers on the reverse side of the page.
Yeah. Though. It's not like answers. It's like, I think there's a common...
Some work and thought has gone into this. You know, it's not a terrible thing.
No, if we played it properly, it might actually be interesting. But...
Okay, I'm just going to randomly pick another blot. Okay, what we got here, Paul?
Mate, that is definitely mummy. It's mummy.
Where's
that?
The postman?
No, there's no...
Is the postman behind
there's
her?
There's mummy's eyes at the top.
Yeah, I've got eyes. I've got the face here, but this looks like ovaries here.
Yeah, mummy.
That is mummy.
Mummy.
It is ovaries.
And then look, bottom.
Oh, look, that looks like someone
that
in straps.
Like, no, that's not.
Do you see what I mean? Like a gynecological shot of a...
Of a split legs.
You know,
lady
you're getting
split
it,
legs.
You?
Yeah.
We're porn damaged.
Or it could
we
be...
Can't,
two,
I can't not see
or
that.
Or it could be two cocks back to back as if they're about to...
Yeah, but why would they be like that? It could be that Mexican guy who's got two willies.
No, it's like they've got two cocks back to back and they're going to go five steps, turn, then shoot.
This looks like an anchor.
Anchor.
You agree?
And
this looks like someone on a trapeze or something.
Well, I was going to say it's like a man fencing, like with his sword.
Yeah, but the sword's bent in half.
Yeah,
what does this look like up here? Potato flying. That looks like spunk flying through the air.
Yeah.
Shall we see how many we got? That looks like a flaccid willy.
It does look like a flaccid willy.
Two flaccid willies at the top.
Staring at me mum's face.
Oh, look, he looks like a boxer.
Yeah.
You got that as well.
Yeah.
And ovaries in the middle. We both agreed on the ovaries.
We both agree it's me mum.
But it's got the ovaries, yeah.
Me mummy. What does it say?
I know it says feet upside down for the ovaries.
No,
bollocks.
It's mummy's ovaries.
Horse with bridle. Looks more like a horse cock, mate.
Yeah.
Dog catching a ball.
I can't see that.
That looks like more like a fucking crocodile puppet.
What's that top one you said would spunk splash?
Violin with bow.
Bollocks.
Right, here we go.
Hard to see how it works as a sort of competitive thing, because you can argue forever, can't you?
I think...
It's like, do you see this? And it's like, you can always say, no, I don't see that there. Do you see what I mean? Apart from the official ones.
All right, let's do another one. One more. What's this one?
Oh, we've got... I keep seeing people just with their legs in the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Splayed ladies.
Oh.
Looks
like a crab
men.
At the bottom. See, crab with the pincer?
I'll give you crabs.
I'll
give you crabs,
you'll
mate.
Give me worse than that. Let's not go with a grated nutsack.
No. That didn't happen, remember? That was the
cheesy
fictional,
grated nutsack
legs. That's fictional, Eli.
Yeast protein.
Yeast Lice Silverman. Yeast Lice Silverman. That's how it.
Oh, I'm sick of this. He looks like some cunt playing a guitar or something.
You know what it looks like to me? Like someone diving into like an aquarium.
Oh, yes.
Or maybe it's a fish diving in.
Oh, you know what? It looks like a ski jumper who's inverted, sort of like...
Oh, yeah.
Like Eddie the Eagle Edwards has come off the... He's falling down, sort of thing.
Eddie
Eagle. Looks like a turtle with an arrow in its back.
Like a turtle head or something.
Do you think we've got any of these ones?
That could be a fiddler. Someone
that's what I saw. Someone playing a violin. Yeah.
Crab, fiddler.
They are like Rorschach in that they are symmetrical, aren't they? They're all symmetrical.
Right.
What have we got?
Oh, upside down diver. I said
that's
that.
That's what we said. No, I said ski jump. That's
hey,
what
mate,
I meant.
Look, legs. We got them. And Florida was the other leg.
Oh,
and then
fucking
this
Florida
one.
Always comes into this. I thought there was Florida and that flaccid penis in the last one.
Finger pointing. There's no crab. That's an obvious crab.
So shit.
Anyway, how much do you think the psychological game is?
Ooh, see, I gave £5 for the dog.
I know.
Is it you to guess first, though?
No, I guessed the last one first.
Did you? Okay. Well, I'm glad we're in a better mood after the break, aren't we?
Are we?
Don't start questioning that. Right. Yes, because you guessed 250 for the...
I did 250.
For the pencil case.
Yeah.
Right, so the very, very...
Very.
Sex toy-like pencil case. Sex toy-like pencil case.
Spoffo Longo.
Spoffo...
Longost.
Spoffo Longostine. Now, stop making me noise. Stop making me noise. No. Ooh. Ooh. Right, I've got a guest, don't I?
Mate. Eventually, you should fucking get involved
Three
in the reality
quid.
Of what's going on.
£3.
Three. I'm going to go with 250. Oh, no. Yeah, no.
250 again?
What did you say? Three?
I said three.
I'm just going to go ahead and say 250 again for a laugh, for a hell of a laugh.
Now, I'm hoping this last item is...
Yeah.
Quite cheap because I've spent most of my budget.
Well,
just to remind everyone, £11.25 spent in total. We have the cycle trivia book, the ceramic dog, the sex toy pencil case, and then that was ink blot game.
Sex toy paper case.
Paper case.
Hang on, let me get it right.
sex toy pencil case.
Well done.
For your good times, for your bad times, have one. Flungy plop pops, flungy poo.
Stop.
Flungy pop pops out a flungy wudgy woo.
No, you're going to drive me mad.
Good. Let's move on.
Flungy pop.
Oh, please. Stop. I'm crying. I really hope this last item is cheap.
I'm not a passenger. I gotta get off.
Here we go. Last item.
Oh, it's this one. This is the one you've seen already. It's this.
Oh.
It is a toy.
That doesn't look cheap.
So look, we had a little go of this already. But effectively, you remember the game Bop It?
Mm.
Where it's like a little stick with gadgets and levers and pulleys and things on. And it shouts out what
you
do.
That was pretty cool, the Bop It.
Yeah. This is a Bop It, but different. This is basically, it's meant to look like a cardboard box.
Like a package.
Like a package you'd been getting in the cardboard box.
It's manila covered.
It kind of looks like the box it came in.
That's right, and there, but it has different coloured stickers on every face of the box.
Yellow.
So it's a rectangular box.
Purple, green, red, blue, orange, yellow, yeah. And then basically, it has a little speaker on, and then you just kind of play Bop It with it. The idea is, I mean, there are different versions and levels, but effectively, it says, throw it in the air, catch it, and make sure when you catch it, it's facing the colour it says for you to have
is
face
that
up.
The only thing you do, basically.
Yeah. It's also like that fucking Rubik's thing. Remember from ages ago, that Rubik's toy I had? You pressed it, it's like blue, and you turn it to the blue side, then press
well,
the button.
Well, all of these go back to that Simon game.
Yes,
basically,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
It's the same sort of idea. A little
core principle, yeah.
Little electronic thing that you have to perform tasks with.
So let's see if we can hear
can
this.
Can I have a go?
Hang on, yeah, you can have first go.
Thanks.
This side up.
That's what the game's called, This Side Up.
Yeah, it's like the whole concept is like a fragile box, yeah. Isn't it? A fragile
and
here
are the levels.
Solo Extreme. Listen for the Cardi Extreme.
All right, hang on. Let's listen to
isn't
it. The
party,
whole
isn't party we can play together party?
I don't know.
We?
Let's find out. Hang
catch
on.
Solo. Okay. Listen for the color, then toss the box and catch it with that side facing up.
All right, that's what solo is.
Solo Extreme. Listen for the color or symbol, then toss the box and catch it with that side facing up.
They've also got symbols. Like one says heavy, one says caution. See, they have
okay.
The symbols as well.
Hang on.
Party. Listen for the colour when the box is tossed to you and catch it with that side facing up.
We're doing that one.
Well, what about Party Extreme?
Party Extreme. Listen for the colour or symbol when the box is tossed to you and catch it with that side facing up.
Do you want to do Party Extreme or just try Party
Let's
first?
Let's try Party first.
Can I have a... Oh,
yeah,
right.
You can start if you want.
Okay.
No, I can throw to you and you've got to catch it.
All right, well...
Right, Party. All right, here we go. We're just going to move the mics. You might not hear this very well. Let's see how it goes. Hang on.
All right.
Ready?
Purple.
This side up.
What happened?
You didn't. You flipped it after you called it.
But that's what you... Hang on. We'll do it again.
Solo. Ready?
No.
Hold the box to start. Purple.
No.
Score. Zero.
Hang on.
Solo Extreme. Party.
Here
listen
we go.
Listen for the color when the box is tossed to you and catch it. This so... This side up.
What's going on?
Solo. Ready?
No.
Hold the box to start.
This is the thing with games that have only one button to make it work.
You've got two buttons.
Right, we'll start again.
One. Solo Extreme. Party. Ready? Whoops. Hold the box to start.
I am.
Yellow. This side up.
No, I don't like this.
It's not very good. Can I have a go at the solo, though?
Yeah, go on.
Just let me have one go on solo.
Hang on.
Solo. Ready? Whoops. Hold the box to start.
He is. Shake it.
Yellow. This side up.
Shit.
I thought it was already on yellow.
Yellow.
He's already on yellow.
I did what I asked. I did what the thing asked me to do.
Maybe it's got a gyrometer in which...
Try one more time?
Yeah.
Which button do I press?
Pray, that one.
Solo. Ready? Whoops. Hold the box to start.
You are. Give it a... turn it over. Like... Oh, I did shit. I'm going to do a go. Here we go.
Ready? Whoops. Hold the box to start.
Probably get easier.
This.
It might not be working very well.
This side.
Right, we'll just carry on. Oh, it's gone off.
It's stopped. Yeah, I think it's broken, mate.
How much do you think that is?
Mm, well,
it might need better batteries. I haven't changed them and it had batteries in it, so I don't know.
I also think you'd be better at it if you memorise where all the colours are in relation to each other.
Yeah, but also you've got to flip it, so I'm guessing you've got to give it one rotation to register.
It does seem like something that you could learn a sort of skill, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. But it's not... I wouldn't say it wasn't that fun. No, I would say the fucking frisbee thing we had a few weeks ago, the one with the word puzzle game, was more fun in the similar context.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things like that, but it is interesting to see, and well done, James, for picking it up.
It is a nice little thing. I've seen this before, and I like the look of it more than anything else.
Yeah, but it's like big and plastic. I mean,
yeah, anyway.
You need to guess first on your last item.
Right, how much have I got left?
You've spent 680.
7, 8, 9, 10.
You've got £4 something left.
I'll just say £4 then.
£4 for the box.
I may as well round it up to 11. I'm locking myself in. I'm going to lock in those prices.
Really?
Yeah. What are you thinking for this one, since you've obviously gone over now, unless this is 50p? Which, according to the letter, it still could be.
8.
Because remember who says in the letter, oh, this one was super cheap or actually really expensive. I don't remember. Don't you, James?
Well, are we going to guess as well which item we think is the item? Do you see what I mean? That he's referring to.
I think it's the small dog. I think whatever his context he's talking about, I think it's the small dog.
I think it's the dog. That's why I said £5 for the dog.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's £4
for
the dog.
But I'm thinking for the dog for the other reason. It's super cheap.
It's £1 you said for the dog.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
Is that cheap?
It's a whimsy.
It's not cheap.
Cheaper.
£6.75.
Or it could be expensive. You think it should be cheaper and it's a quid.
£10.75. That would make this 50p. I'm going to take a quid off the dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You said I could.
Quid off the dog.
A quid off the dog. And then I'm saying this is two. I'm going to say £2 for this.
Okay. Do you want to change any of those prices now?
No, I'm happy now.
In that case, it is time for us to remove Mulchy from his place and check those prices. No. We're doing it after the sound effect because we have to do this the right way.
I don't know why you give a shit.
It's because it's all about pomp and circumstance.
Listen,
mate.
You've already insulted. You should let me handle Mulchy because you've insulted his relatives in South America.
No, you did.
And
he doesn't have any relatives in South America.
He does. He has relatives in Mexico.
Don't. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to cautiously approach Mulchy Fibbage and ask him nicely if we can have the scores.
Can I have the scores, please, Mulchy?
Well, Grumble, of course you can.
Grumbly,
wumbly,
woo. There he is, everyone.
The scores are here for you.
Do you have relatives abroad, Mulchy?
No.
Didn't sound like your voice there. Anyway, shall I open... It's a harmless game of void of noises.
Oh, I'm in charge. You're in charge.
Oh, that's right. All right, you open.
Because you're in charge of...
Okay, I've got the score. I've got the scores.
In case you start changing your scores when you start knowing you're wrong.
I won't be, but I often traditionally don't do as well as you at this game,
Well,
Paul.
We'll see.
I'm looking for at least one between, and I'm happy, basically.
Yeah. I think you won the last one in the last fence, didn't you?
Oh, that was very close. Yes, right. Very good. Right. Well, that's nice. There's an actual real
card in
greetings
there,
card in the envelope.
And on the front of the envelope, it is...
on the front of the card.
King of Plasticine, they've written in pens for the day. And happy birthday, Your Excellence. I mean,
nice.
Birthday,
nice attention to detail on this whole kit.
Nice card all the same. Right, here we go. We'll do it by how we've written it down.
Okay. So the one you wrote down first.
Yes.
Cycle book.
Cycle book.
Cycle
quiz
trivia
game,
trivia.
Yeah. You said what? I said what?
I said £1. You said 75p.
It was. 50p.
Ooh.
A between for Paul.
Fuck.
Do you get one?
No,
you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
Next item, Milo, what did we say?
One between for Paul there. We said the dog. Oh, dear, the dog.
So I'm saying the prices again that you said for the dog.
I said £4 in the end.
Yeah.
And you said £1.
Right, and also we both said this was the item of suspect.
Yes.
Which is a bonus between.
Yes.
Because this is going to be interesting. The small dog Whimsy was the item.
Yeah.
That was overpriced.
So we both get a between there, yeah?
But Eli, you're getting double points because it was £4.
Wow.
You got it spot on.
Oh, I'm feeling so good now.
I mean, you took a gamble there, mate, and it paid off big time. So that's four betwings for you.
Wow.
And the fifth.
I've moved into the lead.
You've come up
And I get a fifth for what?
Because we both spotted
We both spotted it. So you're on two, and then I get four.
Yeah, so you got five altogether.
No, I don't get four for getting it on the nose.
Yeah, it says double. So double betwings would be...
It says double on this piece of paper.
Yeah, it says £4, double points. So I'm guessing if it's two betwings for getting it spot on...
Now I get four betwings.
It would be four betwings.
That's only fair.
Yeah, so that means you've got five.
Into the lead.
And I've got two, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, no, I've got three. No, I've got two. Get excited.
You got one for the first item.
Yeah.
And then one for spotting this as the item.
Okay.
Okay?
Right, next
one. So the scores going into the third item, who would have believed it? You're on two and I'm on five.
Okay, how much now? What is the next one we did?
The next one we did was the pencil case, the rather sexy...
Yeah, the sex toy pencil case.
Sex toy pencil case.
Sex toy pencil case.
Yes, indeed. You said £2.50.
Yeah.
And I said £1.75.
£2.50.
It was
£2.50 on the nose.
Oh, you bastard.
So that's another two for me, I believe. Betwings.
He's almost fucking closed
what
the
gap. What is it? What is four? Five versus four now.
You're on four, I'm on five.
Nice work. And then you didn't get anything, no, because you were 50p out. Okay.
I was 75p out.
Next one is the Think Blot game.
Think Blot.
What did you say? What did I say?
I said £3 on the nose. You said going for £2.50.
£2.50 again.
Are you fucking... No, you're cheating. You're a big old cheat. I don't even want to look at it. This is so like...
I'm showing you the last
answer. The hand in Casino Royale that is totally rigged.
What is it? You say. Say it out loud. And I'm not cheating.
Say it on the mic.
£2.50.
So 2 points for me again. Two betwings.
No, but that one above it is £2.25.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be looking at that because that's the hidden one I was trying to hide for the last one.
Oh.
That's why I'm trying to hide it with
my
hand.
I'm sorry.
So you fucked that as well, haven't you?
Well, I want to see the other thing.
Where's the fucking knife?
I want to see the other score of 250, please. I want to see 250 twice on that list.
No, just get on. What's the last one?
The last one is the
game, this side up.
This side up game.
How much did you say? How much did I say?
I said two, you said four.
Right, then that means you get a betwing because it was 225. That was the one, the price you saw.
Ooh.
So what is it? What's the final scores?
Six each.
Bang on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that was a very successful round for us both.
You got two twice in a row, yeah?
Yeah, and then you got the big double points.
Let's just double check, because this is unheard of, everyone.
It's good,
this has gone between crazy.
Come on, quick.
So, you said for the cycle book, 75p.
And it was 50p.
That's one between.
Yeah.
You said £1 for the dog.
But I was wrong, but I get a bonus point because I did spot it as the suspect item.
So you get the one between for that.
You also get a between for the same.
I'm just counting your between. Okay. Okay.
And then the...
Pencil case.
Was 250.
On the nose, you get two between. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Think Blot, 250.
On the nose.
And then the last one was this side up.
Which you get none for.
Which I get nothing for, yes. But you get between.
It's 6-all.
Right. So, yeah. Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 6-all.
That is a between festival.
I am covered in betwings.
Wow.
I'm sapped with...
It got exciting at the end. I thought I was going to win it after I got the fucking four betwings.
It's kind of like a horse race. There was a neck and neck.
You must have thought I was going to win it then.
I did. I got nervous. But then I saw the prices for the last few and I was like, phew-wee,
you
boy.
You guessed 250.
I thought, howdy.
No, but how weird is that, Paul? The two of the items were the same price, £2.50, and you guessed both of them on the nose.
I couldn't have cheated because it was completely sealed.
I don't understand.
But then you got the £4 one. But maybe we were just in the zone, mate.
We were in the zone
today.
I did, because I thought... I did
10 years of doing this, and we finally get in the zone.
It was a reason that I thought the dog was overpriced.
That is definitely
because I've seen them. They try and overprice this style of ceramic animal thing, whimsy.
And can I just say...
Because I paid £6 for that fox.
No thing... described as whimsy should be £4. Just on principle, you know what I mean?
And did you see I bought it down from £5?
Yeah.
To add it to the other one and got a betwing on the other one as well.
Mate.
It's weird.
What a 10 years in, what a fantastic result. Six betwings each, and I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty happy about
that. From a fucking really mediocre episode right into some of the best work we've done.
Right, let's wrap this up. Hey, guess what? If you want tickets to our live show, 18th of October, go to our website. If you want to get a pre-order for the Cheap Show album to celebrate 450 episodes in 10 years...
Where do they go?
Go to the website. Hey, if you want to see a page dedicated to each episode with photographs and sometimes videos to accompany that episode...
Where do they go?
Go to the website.
Will they see pictures of all the stuff we've covered today there?
Yeah, they will, on our website. If you want to see where we are on social media, go to our website.
What's the website?
I'll tell you in a minute. If you want to see episodes... episodes of Cheap Shots away from YouTube. You can see them there as well.
I didn't know
our
that.
Website. I put them there. I was on the front page.
All right.
It's there.
Latest episode. We're doing Pocketeers. Tommy Pocketeers.
Where'd you go? Our website. And guess what as well? If you want our PO address to send us wicked cool stuff like James did today, where'd you go? Front page of our website.
Website.
What's the website? It is thecheapshow.co.uk.
UK.
And look, a lot of lovely people have helped us get to 10 years
Lovely.
By supporting us on Patreon.
Lovely support.
If you would like to help celebrate 10 years of Cheap Show and give us a little bit of something to say thank you, go to patreon.com/cheapshow, but only give what you can if you can. Something
that's
like that.
Not a good, that's not going. That's like that. I can't believe that.
Give
that
what you
thing.
Can if you can.
Only if you can.
Only if you can. It's
if you can.
Thing. And you'll get access to, depending on the tier, extra videos, bonus podcasts, behind the scenes stuff, magazines, all sorts of sundry and love and joy will come
thank
your way.
Thank you, Patreon supporters.
And that's it. Do you have anything? Oh, yeah. Next week is our 10th anniversary episode. So on Friday the 13th, you'll get the podcast in the afternoon. That will be just us kicking back, celebrating 10 years.
Talking about favourite episodes.
And again, if you want to talk to us about your favourite moments or episodes, email us thecheapshow@gmail.com. And then in the evening of the same day, 8 p.m. YouTube UK time, we're going to do a live stream. 2 hours or so with some of our friends all having a laugh. Come and join us and support us on Cheap Show. And that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you in a nutshell.
Is there anything you want to add?
I'm going to name this ceramic dog
Barnaby.
Boffolingo.
Oh, Boffolingo!
Longo. I think Boffolingo has more of a ring to it.
And in the nature of fair playmanship and going into 10 years with a song in our hearts, I would just like to confess that the pencil case was £2. Good night, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Good night, everyone.
I won.
Goodbye, everyone. That's all for
you. That's why you were covering up, you fucking piece of, you piece of shit. You couldn't even let me fucking win.
Where's my fucking knife?
I'm fucking not.
What a finale.
You cunt.